each and every one of us, or most of us, I would say, have things, possessions of all kinds that we treasure. They're things handed down to us from our ancestors or from our children, those of us who have children. I don't have any real children in the sense of your word. I have spiritual children who sometimes are far closer and who love us more deeply than just physical children. And so all of us have things that we have received, that we treasure, that we have, that we hold in great esteem. And our Lord is telling us the comparison between all that and the kingdom of heaven. Because everything that we have, no matter how wonderful, how precious, how expensive, how rare, is nothing compared to the kingdom of heaven. This plant is trying to climb in here. Maybe, who knows? Anyway, and our Lord is telling us, nothing is of such great value, of such great price, as the kingdom of heaven. Thus, he compares it to someone who has found a treasure. And that doesn't happen too much today. It does occasionally, mostly in the sea. But there are those who search for fine treasure that is worth millions, if not more, dollars. Our Lord says the kingdom of heaven is just like such a treasure buried in a field. And everything that you have that is of value, you sell in order to be able to afford the field to get the treasure. And then you have the treasure. But that still remains a material treasure. The same thing with the merchant in search of fine, of great pearls. For one who is a jeweler and who deals in pearls, that may have more significance than for you and me. Pearls are beautiful, but what is it? What does it do for you other than to give you some material pressure through your eyes, especially? And so it doesn't mean that much to us, but it did to them because that was very, very important in those days. So he has been collecting beautiful, beautiful pearls for years. But he's looking for one that he has heard about that is really very important, very beautiful, that it glistens. And then he finds it. And then he goes and sells all the other pearls that he has and buys the one pearl of great price, that magnificent pearl. And then he has it. And then again, what happens now that he has it? Will he sit there like Silas Marner did, collecting his treasure every day and counting his money again and again and again? What good did that do him? None. And what good will it do the one who has that magnificent pearl? Compared to the kingdom of heaven, it is nothing. And then, of course, the last one, which is more akin to your life and mine, part of it, not really. We hope not. We pray not. It is like fishermen who go out to the sea and they pull ashore their nets and their baskets, and there are many fish. And this happens all the time in the Gospels because the disciples were fishermen for the most part. Not all, but most. Our Lord was not, but he was very familiar with that. After all, he created the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all the fish in the sea. And so they gather all the good fish. They're going to sell them to market, and of course they will have a hefty price with them. Not as hefty as today, however. Today, fish is about 1,000 times more expensive than it was in the time of Christ. And that makes a difference, too. But then, along with the fish, there's many other things that come ashore. You know, there are the bad fish, there's just seaweed, there are boots and sandals, and who knows what else is in there. And that is collected to be burnt. And that is, he says, the kingdom of heaven. We are the fish in the net, or perhaps the old holy boots that are worthless. And it depends on how you live your life. It depends on how you follow Christ. It depends on how you obey Christ and how much you love Christ in this earth, in this world, in this life. This life that is swiftly fleeting. Will you be the fish that are gathered up by the angels for good? And that means that you will be taken by them to heaven. Or will you be the old shoe and sandals and the garbage that is going to be tied up, he says, in other versions of the gospel, and thrown into the eternal fire? So that is what our Lord tells us about his kingdom. And reminds us by telling us this, that we are called to be in his eternal, in his heavenly kingdom. We are not called to be thrown into the eternal furnace. And so, what are you going to do about it? I can't do anything for you. I can preach till I lose my voice, which is going quickly. I can tell you and teach and do whatever. And if you don't wish to listen, I'm not going to force you to listen. You're going to do as you will. And if you will to go to heaven, then you better do what's necessary. And if you will to go to hell, then perhaps you already are doing what is necessary. But it's up to you. It's not up to me. So do what you have to do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.